Hey folks, it's Jeff Walker. I'm the creator of the Product Launch Formula, and I would like to welcome you to Product Launch Formula 2.0. Now, I started developing these product launch techniques in late 1996, early 1997, and started to do one launch after another in my little niche business where I was teaching people about trading the stock market and investing in the stock market. And then over the years, I just got better and better. And in the mid-1998 was when I really thought I put together, you know, an amazing launch. That one, I went from, you know, the launches up until then had been doing, you know, maybe $6,000 or $8,000. And then I did one in 98 that I think did about $34,000. And that was an amazing amount of money to me at the time. Then eventually, I think it was around late 99, early 2000, I did a launch that did $106,000 in 7 days. That later came to be known as six figures in 7 days, or six in seven. Now, in 2003, I went to an internet marketing seminar and I made a bunch of new friends, and we were just talking about some of the stuff we'd done lately. And I happened to mention that six figures in 7 days, and people's jaws just dropped when I mentioned that. And I guess it was then that I started to get this inkling that I was doing things that no one else is doing. And so I started to share some of these techniques with people who later became good friends of mine, like John Reese and Frank Kern and Jeff Johnson. These are people that a lot of folks look up to as internet marketing gurus or teachers or leaders. And I started to show them some techniques, and John Reese went on to do a great launch for his first workshop, and then he did his $1 million in a single day, more than $1 million in sales in a single day for his Traffic Secrets product. And at that point, it was around that time where I decided I needed to teach it. And that led to what I called the first product launch workshop, where I led a small group of people through these techniques. And then from there, I went on to releasing the Product Launch Formula version 1.0. From there, tens and tens of millions of dollars in product launches in every niche imaginable with every product imaginable. Now, one of the things, version 2.0 here, I'm going to walk you through in a very step-by-step way. And you can see here, the first thing I have here is simple, because I prize simple. Simple's important to me. I like to keep things simple because it's a lot easier to break when things get more complicated. So a lot of people think that these big fancy launches are super complicated, but I always like to keep them simple. Whenever, if I'm actually consulting on a launch, I always shock the client by always taking it back to the basics over and over and over. Now, the whole process can be a little daunting, a little intimidating. In fact, I'll show you the first map. This is the first mind map I put together when I first did my first product launch workshop. So there's a lot going on behind the hoods. It's sort of complicated. If you haven't seen a mind map before, this is sort of like a fancy freeform outline. And you'll be seeing a lot of this, and I'll be showing you how I use them and how to do it and everything like that. But, you know, it's actually a lot more complicated than what you see, because there's a lot of hidden stuff under the hood, so to speak. There's just, you know, these things can just expand further and further and further. And there's actually hundreds of different entries in this entire mind map. Now, I don't expect you to read all this. And I'm just basically showing you to show you that there really is a lot going on behind the hoods. But I'm going to make this simple. It's not my intention. The last thing I want to do is intimidate you and have you feel like it's complicated. I'm going to show you how to keep this very, very simple. It's also very flexible. You can take this and you can use it in any niche, in any market, in any product. I mean, you can have I always like information products. I have a real love for the information marketing business. I think it's a fantastic business. But if you're selling services, if you're selling offline services, if you're selling widgets offline, if you have a e-commerce business where you're selling physical things, it will work for all that stuff. Some of it might need to be adapted, but you're going to see the strategies are so powerful that even if you only use a small portion of the strategies, you're really going to rock your results. You're just going to kill it. This is also very reusable and reproducible. Once you do one launch, you're going to find that the next launch is so much easier, because you can take huge chunks of what you used in your first launch and just continue to use them over and over. And the results are very reproducible, where you can just, if you figure it out in one, with one product or one niche, you can just take the same stuff and drop it into other niches. And it's also reproducible in the fact that you can take the stuff I've done and drop my copy and my ideas directly into your launch, and it will work. It's amazing. You're going to see, because what we're going to do is we're going to show you how to hit these mental triggers. And the triggers are one of the tools, but using the tools that I'm going to show you, it's so powerful that you can get 80% of it wrong and 20% of it right, and you're still going to do really, really well. Okay, now a lot of people get really excited about tactics because they look at tactics as something they can just take and drop right into their business and make a bunch of money. And the thing, very truthfully, I'm going to have some amazing tactics that you're going to find really, really cool. You know, tactics are sexy. People, everyone loves them. You know, they just want that trick that's instantly going to give them a whole bunch of money. And I've got some great tricks and tactics to show you. And they're really cool. But, and you're going to be able to use them to make a bunch of money. But the thing that's really going to build your business over the long term, the thing that's going to just explode your business, that's going to grow and make your business continue to grow over time, are the strategies I'm going to share with you. If you take those strategies and drop them into your business and apply them over time, you're going to see, you know, not just quick little pops of cash from nice little launches, but you're going to see a long-term cumulative effect as your business grows bigger and bigger and bigger. So now what I want to do is walk you through some of the strategies, give you an overview of the strategies and of the tactics, and then we're going to go from there to actually focusing in on exactly how I've used them and how you can use them. Okay, now we're going to move on to the strategy portion here. Now I'm going to move through this quickly because as we go through the course, everything I show you, I'm going to give you very, very concrete examples of how we do everything, how I use all of this stuff. So this is just, we're going to move quick through it and name it so then later we can come back to it. So lists are very, very important. Everyone knows that. Now, even if you don't have a list, this stuff's going to work for you because product launches are a great way to get a list. But first of all, prospect list and customer list are radically different things. A customer is worth probably about 10 to even 15 times what a prospect's worth. So just remember that there's prospect lists and customer lists. Now, one of the things we focus on is constant list building, using your product launches to build your list, but also list building at all times. And I love to use multiple lead sources and multiple ways to build your list. And we're going to be walking through that in the course. And then we're going to be talking about the Big Bang. If you can put together, there are certain situations where you're going to be able to put together a launch that will create for you a huge list literally overnight. So a lot of times you're not going to get there immediately. You're not going to be ready for that big bang immediately, but that's one of the goals, is to be planning. And as we get into this, some of these other things down here, like the business launch, you're going to see, I don't want you thinking just in terms of one launch. You know, sure, one launch is great, and think about get your first one done. I mean, definitely focus, you know, keep it simple. Keep focus on that first launch you're going to do. But we're going to show you how to think in terms of a whole sequence of launches and hopefully working up to that big bang where you've built a big list literally overnight. Now, relationship and conversation are two things that sort of go together. I could have combined these, but you really want just having a list is not good enough. You need to have a relationship with that list. And once you have a strong relationship where they open your emails and they read your emails and they follow whatever you tell them to do, that's a strong relationship. And that's what it's all about. I'd rather have a list of 200 people where I have a strong relationship with them than a list of, you know, 2,000 people. I've seen this over and over and over again. I had a business where I had a list of about 300 people, and then I had a prospect list of about 6,000 people. And that list of 300 people would buy at a rate of two or three times what the 6,000 people would buy it. And I'm talking about that list of 300 people would buy two or three times more stuff, not per person, but total, I'm talking, than the 6,000 people. It's it's incredibly important to understand what a killer it's incredibly important to understand a strong relationship is the foundation of everything we're going to do. And what we do really builds a strong relationship with your list. So it's a beautiful thing. Conversation. That's how you build a relationship. One of the ways you build a relationship with your list is by having a conversation with them. And that allows you to identify products and opportunities. It gives you a strong defense against competitors, against naysayers. And now in this Web 2.0 world where there's so much conversation going on and everyone's a critic, it's great to have that strong defense. It's great to have that relationship with people. That gives you the strong defense, because that way if someone's out there saying nasty things about you in blog comments, the people on your list where you have that relationship, they will give you the strong defense. That conversation also allows you to source partners, employees, vendors, pretty much anything you need. If you've got that strong relationship and a conversation going back and forth with your list, it will solve just about all ills. Now, one of the keys with product launches that people don't get until they go through them is the positioning you get. Basically, you raise your stature within the market instantly. You get much, much greater visibility. It gives you great leadership within the market. It gives you fantastic pricing power. Often you're able to raise your prices and sometimes very dramatically through a product launch. And it gives you great deal flow. That means that people are going to be coming to looking to you to maybe promote their products, or they'll come wanting to promote your products, or they'll want to come doing some type of a deal using you as a content partner, supplying you with content. The deal flow increases dramatically. And when the deal flow really, gets a lot greater, then you can pick and choose only the best deals. So positioning is very, very powerful, and it's one of the overlooked things. People don't realize what happens until you get into a launch and you do a launch and you get that fantastic positioning. Now, the perpetual business launch, this is something brand new, was not in version one and product launch formula version one at all. And this is the idea of how you go from launch to launch to launch and stack your launches. And a lot of times people might look at it from the outside and think, okay, yeah, you can do multiple launches. But the deal is it's not additive. It's not like where you'll make $10,000 on a launch and $10,000 another launch and $10,000 another launch. They'll get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you'll really, you stack your launches so people get more and more responsive to your launches. And generally they get bigger and bigger and bigger. And so we're going to be talking about this quite a bit in the whole sequence of your launches, how to go from a tiny launch to an internal launch to a major launch to one of these huge epic launches with partners. And so that's one of the things we're going to be covering in depth here in 2.0. Now, the syndicated launch is something I'm not even really going to go into the exact what it means right now. We'll cover that later on because this is a very advanced stuff. But this really is the ultimate leverage tool. In fact, there's only a few markets where it's been applied in, but in the markets it's been applied in, literally it's a 10-time strategy where people are doing launches and then they do a syndicated launch and all of a sudden they're getting 5 or 10 or more times the results. Now, I'm going to be upfront here. I don't think the syndicated launch is going to work for everyone in every market. It really is going to be dependent on your situation and what market or niche you're in. But if the syndicated launch will work for you, this is an incredibly powerful strategy. Like I said, it's a 10x strategy. You could literally grow your results by a factor of 10. So with that said, let's move along. I gave you sort of the overview here, nothing concrete. I want to make this thing more concrete. So I'm just going to sort of walk you through the step-by-step of the strategy here. Okay, here's another look at the strategy. So this is just basically takes you down the garden path, so to speak, of a product launch. The first step is I always focus on list building. And, you hear people say the money's in the list. It's really the money's in the relationship to the list. But if you have a power list and you have a great relationship with them, then there's no stopping you. So we're always focused on list building every step of the way. Now, you know, as I just said, a list without a relationship doesn't mean anything. So you work on building a relationship. And you'll see, once we get into the tactics, how we do that. And all the very concrete examples, as we walk through launches and I show you step by step of exactly what I did, you're going to see exactly how I go about doing that. So once you have that relationship, then you can find out what your list wants. And you do that two principal ways, through surveys, by sending them through a survey and literally asking them what they want about a specific topic, and always encouraging interaction. And you can encourage interaction by having them write back to you via email. You can have them leave comments on blogs. You can interact with them on the social media sites like Facebook or MySpace or Twitter. But once you get this relationship going, it's not hard to figure out what exactly your list wants by basically asking them. So once you find out what they want, then you create the solution. It's that simple. They tell you what you want, you create what they want. And you can either find it, you can build it yourself, or you can bundle it. I mean, by that, like putting several things together, finding different things, and maybe creating something else and creating a bundle. Now, in information marketing, it's very, very easy to basically build it yourself, to create it. If you're selling widgets, if you're selling physical things, then it might be a little tougher. You can always go get it manufactured, but it might be a little bit tougher. And that way you can bundle it. Or one of the things I like to do is, even if you're selling widgets, if you're selling physical things, if you're selling services, you can also bundle information with it. You create information on how to use it better, how to find it. Just, it's easy to create information and have that information be either a bonus or part of the product and create a bundle. And that can really set you apart. You know, if you're selling a widget and everyone else is selling a widget, if you're also selling that widget with some how-to guide or some piece of information that enhances it, that makes it easier to use, that makes it perform better, then all of a sudden you go from like having competition for that product to being the only person with that bundle. So I love using information and information marketing to enhance either services, offline services, or physical goods, widgets, whether you're selling them online or offline. So once you've created that solution, then you identify the potential objections. And really, selling comes down to answering people's objections. I mean, that's how you sell stuff, is you take away all the objections and the only thing left for them to do is to buy from you. So how do you identify those objections? Once again, through surveys. Very often, the survey you took up here, in addition to telling you what they want, can also tell you what the objections are. You do it through dialogue. You do it through dialogue, like email or the social media sites. You do it through blogs. Once you start talking about what your product is, then they're going to start asking you questions. And generally, those questions really are rooted in objections. So once you do that, I mean, this is the key critical component that so many people miss in product launches, is launches really are conversations. It's not, you just going out there and saying, buy my stuff for 3 weeks and then opening up the shopping cart and hoping they buy the stuff. You get into a conversation with your market and you identify the potential objections. And then as you go through your launch, your pre-launch content, the stuff you're putting out during the pre-launch period, is designed to answer those objections. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, here you know that you find out what they want, and you create what they want, and now you're finding out how to sell it to them. So up here they're telling you what they want. Down here they're telling you how to sell them. They're telling you their objections, and you just simply answer the objections. And the heavy lifting's done. That's why when they get to your sales letter, when you do one of these launches, you have people in your sales letter and they're making purchases within seconds or minutes. And they're not reading sales letter. They're not reading sales copy. They're just scrolling down to the bottom and ordering. And that's because you just spent the last week or 2 weeks or even 3 weeks answering their objections and making sure they knew that this was the right purchase for them. So the next critical piece is gathering testimonials. And the thing that one of the sayings I like to use is, no proof, no launch. No proof, no launch. So in other words, if you don't have any proof for your product, then it's a lot tougher to do a launch. And the reality is you can do a launch if you don't have proof. You absolutely can. It's tends to be a little more complicated. And I'll go through exactly how to do that later on in the course. But it's always much easier if you can gather testimonials. And the critical piece here is that you actually gather them ahead of the launch and during the launch and after the launch. And I'll show you exactly how to do that. The head of the launch is the trickiest. During the launch is actually, if you're putting out great pre-launch content, often you will have people that take your pre-launch content and use that and have success with it. And you can start to create testimonials right within your launch. And that's a great thing. And then, of course, after the launch, you're going to be interacting. You know, this list building and this relationship building doesn't end at launch time. It continues. And so you've got that great relationship going. And this is another critical piece that people just do not get. They do not understand this, is when you go through a launch, you actually end up with really, really happy, enthusiastic buyers. They enjoy the launch process. Some people think you go through a launch and people are going to hate you because you sent them a bunch of email. That's not the case. People that go through the launch with you end up being excited, happy buyers. And there's no better way to get testimonials than to have excited, happy buyers. So gathering testimonials is sort of like list building. It's a nonstop, ongoing thing that you will always do, because you can then, once you have the testimonials, the proof, then whenever you do a launch, that gives you them fantastic pre-launch content. It's great to show proof and case studies during a pre-launch. Then, of course, over here, it's all about turning your launch into an event using sequences. A lot of people, they talk about what I do. They talk about like anticipation marketing, or, you know, really using anticipation. They think that's what the launch is all about. And yes, you do have anticipation within a launch, but that's just one piece. I mean, it's much bigger deal to actually turn your marketing into an event. That's really how you build anticipation. Now, let's see what we got hidden here. So as part of your sequence, I've already talked a little bit about sequences, I think. You have your pre-launch sequence, your pre-launch sequence, your launch sequence, your post-launch sequence. Of course, we also have the relaunch. We have the JV sequence. We're going to be going through a lot more sequences, but these are four primary sequences that are part of your strategy. And that all sets up the next launch, because your launch trains your list to act. And it basically creates another feedback loop. That feedback, you know, learning what the list wants and learning their potential objections is incredibly critical. And during the launch, you end up with a huge amount of feedback. So this might all look pretty simple and sound really simple, but the thing that makes it really go is the synergy in this whole entire process. And that all comes down to conversation. This whole idea of learning what your list wants and identifying objections, it all comes down to, and the relationship, it all comes down to conversation. That's what this is really about. It's creating a situation where you've got an ongoing conversation with your market. That conversation gets more intense during product launches. It never goes away, you know, hopefully never goes away completely, but during launches, it gets more intense. Because like, if you, just by asking your list what they want, look at all, I'm just going to go over some of the synergies here. By asking the list what you want, that automatically builds your relationship, because people love to be in a conversation and they love to be listened to. And of course, I already mentioned this earlier, just by identifying what they want really also helps you identify their objections. A lot of times when you're asking your list what you want, you get into this interaction going, you're going to find people that will actually help you build your product, or help you design your product, or just help in different parts of your business. It's amazing, because once you get this going and you get that positioning, that leadership positioning, people want to be around you. They want to work with you, and they're going to start helping you out. They're also going to tell you how to turn it into an event. They're going to give you the ideas for your story, for your launch. They're going to, of course, when you get that, you're finding out what they want, you get that interaction going from either here or here, you're also going to get testimonials. In testimonials, there, it's all about interaction and all about creating that relationship. They're also going to tell you what they're going to need, not just for this next product, not for the current product that you're launching, but also for the next product. You know, and then every one of these, we can start drawing these back. Once you start to gather testimonials, it actually builds your relationship. There's no better customer than someone who has given you a testimonial. And in the dialogue from testimonials, they're also going to be telling you what they want and what they need, you know? I mean, it just, this is all so synergistic. You turn your launch into an event, that's your launch, build your list because you're going to create buzz. You turn your launch into an event and it's going to build your relationship. Everyone's excited to be around you because you're doing these exciting events, right? And then, and it's going to, something like that's going to inspire people to give testimonials, okay? Then when you head into your next launch, people remember about that previous launch and they get all excited again, right? And there's nothing like a launch to build your list organically. The buzz gets people going. So you got another launch going that gives you another opportunity to build your list. And you can go through every single one of these and they're all very synergistic and they tie back and forth. And that's when you start to get this whirlwind of relationship and get everyone all excited and working together and working with you. And it's not like you're pitching them. You're just creating this incredibly entertaining experience where they can't wait to buy from you. And that's, if you can grasp that idea, that conversation, and I'm going to show you how to create that conversation and how to create a character that people want to interact. I'm going to give you all the tactics and we're going to walk through these every step of the way. But it's really important for you to understand it's all about the conversation. And if you look at the world we're in now, it's always getting more and more connected. And it's actually, in some ways, it's getting more and more connected, especially with social media. But in other ways, I think people are more disconnected with other people than they've ever been, especially face-to-face, they're more disconnected. And so they're looking for connection. So if you give them a connection, even if you've got, you know, 10,000 people on your list, and it might sound funny that you could have a, that they could feel like they have a connection with you when you're just sending out an email to 10,000 people. The reality is that people out there are hungry for that interaction, and it's not hard to create that interaction with them. And, you know, we've got better tools and more tools than ever. And if you can create a business where people feel like they're in a conversation with you, they're going to want to buy from you. They like to buy from friends. They like to buy from trusted friends. And I'm going to show you through this launch how you create a conversation and become a trusted friend. And that makes it much, much easier to sell. And frankly, it makes your business a lot more rewarding, in my opinion. So don't want to get too hippie groovy on you, but I just want you to see how synergistic this whole process is. It's not like a defined, here's the start of the launch, here's the end of the launch, and then we go sit on the beach and just drink Mai Tais. It's this continual conversation, and that's why your business will evolve and grow and grow and grow if you use this conversation.